In Iraq over the weekend, two Iraqi government officials were gunned down on their way to work. One, Kamal al-Jarrah, was a senior civil servant in the education ministry. He had once been a teacher of English literature. Pamela Riley worked with him as an education consultant hired by the U.S. administration in Iraq. She says she knew him well.
Kamal was probably the person that I worked with the closest. Number one, he spoke English, excellent English. And we worked on a lot of exchange programs. And then we also worked on some curriculum reforms. And also, since he spoke English, I could rely on him to get messages to other people in the ministry. I just can't understand why there are, you know, why good, decent people like that are being targeted. You know, when I called a friend here in the palace to tell him about Kamal, I said, they killed him. And I don't know who this they is. You know, you talk to different people, Iraqis say, well, it has to be foreigners. Soldiers will say, well, it's the dirty Baathists. To me, they're thugs, they're murderers, they're killers. You know, and I hope that at some point the Iraqis will get really angry. I cried, this time I really cried. This is the first person I've cried about since I've been here. You just get this feeling you want to fight back. And the best way I know how to fight back is to educate Iraq's children, and so that they'll learn decency and good values, and they will make a good living. To me, I mean, that's the only way to combat it.
U.S. education consultant Pamela Riley in Baghdad, remembering Kamal al-Jarrah, who worked in the Iraqi education ministry. He was shot to death outside his home this past weekend.